Okay, you were telling me about the potato thing. The potatoes came in being ventilated.
Well, they're a ventilated bag, and the flowers are solid sacks. Looks like a piece of material.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Oh, I imagine you call it a peck.
Okay. You might say that wagon didn't have a full load. He just had a...
half a load.
Okay. You ever hear a half load called a jag?
A what?
A jag. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that expression. Jag would be less than half a load, I think, a jag would.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to screw in a new...
globe.
Okay. Or, if you're going to use two words, you'd say a new...
light bulb.
Okay. You carry the washout to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
clothes basket.
Okay. What do you call those things that run around a barrel that holds the wood stake?
Yep.
Okay. And if you've got a bottle full of something and you don't want the stuff to spill out, you have to, in the top, you have to
put a cork.
Okay. What all can a cork be made out of? Is it made out of just cork or
just cork,
other things too?
Cork, or you can, if you want to just make a homemade cork, you take a piece of paper, piece of wood and fiddle it out. If you back on the farm, you want to use a cob. We used to use cobs and water jugs covered with these canvas.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a little musical instrument that children play? They hold it like this?
French harp.
Okay. Okay. What, there's another kind of little musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and then pluck it with your fingers?
Juice harp.
Okay. And what do you pound in nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
chairs.
Okay.
Well, that's not the way to do it. You hold up the shaft and the horse will walk under.
Oh, I see. Will all horses back up?
Not, some don't back up so well.
Yeah. I didn't think so. On a wagon wheel, in the middle you got the hub and then the spokes come out and then they attach to this outer part. What do you call that? The outer.
The iron part or the wooden part?
Both.
The fella and the tire.
Oh, okay. The tire is the which?
It's the steel part.
Uh-huh. And the other part is what we call
wood.
Okay. What'd you call it again?
Fella.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, there's a bar between him and the wagon that the traces are attached to. What do you call that bar?
Shingle tree.
Okay. If you've got two horses and there's a bar between, a bar behind each one of them, and there's a bar behind that.
Double tree.
Okay. If somebody had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along and he'd fill it up at the wood lot and he'd take it someplace and dump it and then he'd go back and get some more and take it and dump it, what would you say he was doing with the wood?
Delivering wood.
Okay. Let's see. Suppose that a log fell across the road.